Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Gary Lineker, the virtue signaller's virtue signaller. This is my column for The New Conservative of 24th of May 2023. Imagine if a British citizen were given an award by a foreign country for supporting criminal activity in the UK. Surely there would be outrage. Well, our resident motormouth and champion crisp chomper, Gary Lineker, has pulled it off. Over in Rome, where at one time they had no qualms about throwing Christians to the lions and, not so long ago, marching about in very smart uniforms, he's to receive the Sport and Human Rights Award for being a staunch advocate for the rights of refugees and migrants by Amnesty International. You can bet your bottom euro that there won't be a ripple of criticism on the calm sea of self-righteousness occupied by the educated middle classes who so favour uninhibited waves of immigrants, legal and illegal, coming to a working-class neighbourhood near you, just not near them. Gary's staunch advocacy, which many of us wish he would indeed staunch, amounts to an endless series of tweets about all sorts of wokish matters, but especially diatribes against his countrymen, who do not agree with his Euro-Remainer views and unlimited immigration. If issuing a series of ill-informed and caustic tweets about the people who, through the daylight robbery of the BBC licence fee, pay his exorbitant salary amounts to staunch advocacy, then the bar for this award must be set pretty low. He manages to skirt around the issue of cancellation based on the technicalities of his contract, which mean he's not an actual BBC employee. You can guarantee that the former footballer would be shown an instant red card were he to put out a tweet in favour of gollywogs or safe spaces for biological women. He'd be down the Swanee River before he could say, "And what do you think, Alan?" The problem for those at the receiving end of this drivel, and what makes him such a successful driveller in the first place, is that he has a high public profile, that and the fact that he says all the right things. Those expressing anything to the contrary are banished to the undergrowth of social media. Much is made, by Gary, of his housing of a refugee for about a month, one of the shortest months of the year, one consisting of only 20 days. Did Gary get in a sou'wester and fish his refugee Rashid Balich off the beach at Dover? Did he find him wandering along the edge of the M1 having jumped from a lorry? Was this a poverty-stricken chicken farmer from some war-torn region? We don't know how Gary found or was allocated as a refugee, but we do know that Mr. Balich is a well-educated young man undertaking a PhD in law who comes from Pakistan. Balich has been effusive about his saviour, but if living in Lineker's multi-million-pound Surrey mansion was so good, why is he still not there if Gary loved having him so much? Ditto. Balich went off to live with the founder of the charity Refugees at Home, which teamed him up with Gary in the first place. You can just imagine Gary on the phone asking for a mail-order refugee, saying, a lawyer. Perfect. Gary's generosity knew no bounds, and according to Balich, he gave me an Oyster card, which contained a £100 top-up for my transport to university. Gary, mate, you could have bought him the bloody bus. The people who deserve an award are those who live in close proximity to refugees, not knowing whether they are legal or illegal or what potential dangers they present. Those whose children miss out on a local school place because of them, or whose only discernible benefit is the privilege of paying for it through their taxes. These are mainly people in poorer areas of the country, such as the inner city of Hull, where hotels and other accommodation is given over exclusively to housing refugees. It's notable that the attempt to house further refugees in the abandoned University of Hull halls of residence, already being used to house them, met with stiff and successful resistance. It is also notable that this took place on the outskirts of Hull, in the leafy and prosperous suburb of Cottingham. It barely made the press. If residents in the centre of town had done the same, not only would nobody in the city council have listened to them, it would have hit the headlines with derogative descriptions of the protesters. We can expect a series of syrupy, lacrimose and vomit-inducing tweets from St. Gary of Lineker in the wake of his award, along the lines of "so proud, overwhelmed and moved greatly." I imagine it won't be long before he gets that call to Buckingham Palace for a well-earned gong. All he needs to do is add the occasional tweet about global warming or vie to replace Sir David Attenborough as the harbinger of climate emergency doom, and he's sorted. Arise, Sir Gary.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.